Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. 5 days after massive flash floods devastated communities in eastern Libya, there is still little sign of international aid arriving to help with rescue and clean-up activities. In the worst-hit city, Derna, a BBC team says there's no electricity and local people are continuing the search for bodies in the dark. A spokesman for the Libyan National Army, Ahmed Al-Mismari, said damage to roads leading into the region was hampering relief efforts.
Due to the intensity and abundance of the rains, everything was washed away, the roads, bridges and footbridges. The waters have completely cut off the roads in these regions and hundreds of kilometres of them require major repairs. What's more, because of this, the entire region can now only rely on itself for help and rescue operations.
The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, says his country's ambassador to Niger is being held hostage in the embassy there. The military junta, which overthrew Niger's President Mohamed Bazoum in July, ordered the ambassador to leave the country in late August, but Paris says it does not recognise the military regime. Mr Macron said France stands by the ousted president.
Quant au Niger, au moment où je vous parle,
in Niger, we have an ambassador and diplomatic staff who are literally being held hostage in the French embassy as I speak. Food deliveries have been prevented. They're eating military rations and they're staying there because, quite simply, France, which supports democracy and considers that there are no double standards for Africa, considers that President Bazoum, who's being held hostage in his own country, is the legitimately elected president.
In neighbouring Burkina Faso, the military government has accused the French defence attaché of subversive activities and ordered him to leave the country. It gave Emmanuel Pasquier and his staff in Ouagadougou 14 days to leave the country. The US special counsel in charge of the federal case accusing Donald Trump of plotting to overturn the result of the 2020 election is asking a judge to impose a limited gag order on the former president. Jack Smith says restrictions on Mr. Trump's public statements about the case are needed to ensure an impartial jury. Here's Peter Bowes.
Jack Smith's motion to the court requesting a limited clampdown on what Donald Trump is allowed to say argues that the former president has a track record of repeatedly making inflammatory public statements which could create fear amongst prospective jurors. He says Mr. Trump knows that when he attacks individuals and institutions, he inspires others to perpetrate threats and harassment against his targets. Donald Trump, according to the US government motion, opposes the special counsel's request.
World News from the BBC. The European Commission has announced that it will end a ban on imports of Ukrainian grain to 5 of its eastern member states. Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, Romania and Bulgaria have argued that cheap Ukrainian grain threatens their own farmers' livelihoods. The European Union has strongly condemned the removal of a prominent Russian political dissident to an unknown prison location where he has no contact with his family. Vladimir Karamurza has been held in detention since April last year and was sentenced to 25 years in prison earlier this year for allegedly publishing fake news about the Russian army and for working with an undesirable organisation. The former United States ambassador to Pakistan and the United Arab Emirates, Richard G. Olson, has been sentenced to 3 years on probation for violating federal ethics laws. He was found guilty of misusing his official position for personal gain and admitted to 2 criminal charges. Our North America correspondent Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
Richard Olson was once described by the US Secretary of State as quite simply one of our most distinguished diplomats. Now, though, his reputation lies in ruins. Prosecutors say the crimes he admitted formed part of a pattern of unethical behaviour. While serving as head of consulate in Dubai, Olson failed to declare $60,000 of diamonds delivered to him on behalf of the country's leader, claiming they had been a gift for his now late mother-in-law.
About 150 demonstrators have protested outside the State Opera in Berlin against a performance by the Russian-born soprano Anna Netrebko. They chanted shame as visitors entered the building to attend a performance of Verdi's opera Macbeth. They accused the singer of failing to condemn the Russian leader Vladimir Putin. In March last year, she said she expressly condemned the war.